We accomplished a lot of things this year. You know, we had a young quarterback, young running backs. You know, we got familiar with each other. We got familiar with the what guys like. We saw guys through a whole 17 games. So, you know, next year we'll be more comfortable with play calling and more comfortable with practices and learning and evaluating and knowing what guys can do. So it's a stepping stone to better things.
Yeah, what level of pain did you sense that Robert was in throughout the game? Did it seem like it at all?
I seen him limping, but, you know, you think about it, he had a knee brace on, so the knee brace was kind of heavy. You don't know if it was the knee brace or his actual knee, so it's hard to say if he was in really pain or, you know, I didn't get the TV copy like you guys. I was out there trying to worry about other things, but yeah. I couldn't really, you know, notice every, you know, step he took, but I'm sure he was in pain, but couldn't tell if it was the knee brace that was holding him back or the injury.
Given the success you guys had in those first two drives, is it hard not to play the what-if game if he's healthy?
It's football, you know. If I was healthy all year, it'd be a different story. If you caught the ball, it'd be a different story. It's football, so you have to take whatever happens and go with it. You know, you just have to make the next play your best play.
Given that the toe bothered you all year, how would you assess your play personally this year?
You know, overcame some things, overcame some injury, and still played a little bit, and still was effective. You know, that's a positive thing. You know, but you know. What if I was 100%, probably wouldn't even play as good, you know, but having some adversity probably made me play better and made me deal with it and made me, you know, get better and learn how to play with injury and learn how to play with other factors.
Here, you talk about,
is the pain still as bad or has it gotten any better?
I gotten used to the pain, I guess you could say. It's getting better, I guess, but it'll be all right. It'll be good.
You talk about playing through pain. Corey's over there talking about playing through pain. Robert dealing with his issues. What is the difference of an injury or being hurt, and how do you differentiate between the two?
Well, being hurt is when you can't help the team. You know, injured is, you know, you feel a stinger and you can get back out there and after a couple of plays it'll go away. But some guys measure it differently. You know, it's all a mental, physical thing about yourself. You just have to, you know, whatever you think is best for the team, really, is when you put the team in front.
Pierre, you think the stuff you learned this year and being able to play quicker is just going to make you a better receiver when you're fully healthy next year?
Oh, yeah, you live and learn. You know, you have to take everything. This season is a learning experience. We have to continue to grow. Look back at it. We did a lot of great things. We did a lot of bad things. And, you know, that's how you get better. Every year you grow. You grow from experience and, you know, hopefully learn from it.
Did you expect that your first year here with rookie quarterback, new pieces and everything, that you guys would have been able to, you know, do what you did, win the division, make the playoffs?
We knew we had a lot of great players on this team. We knew we had a lot of great talent. We knew me and Robert could help the offense, could help the team win. We didn't expect to, you know, be NFC champs or, you know, we didn't expect to do anything. Like, we just expected to play well, and we wanted to play well, and we did that. Some weeks were better than others, but, you know, it's a starting point, and hopefully it continues to grow and get better.
What's your offseason like? What do? Do you unwind? Do you just get completely away from football? Or you...
This offseason I'll be with a lot of doctors, so, you know, not a typical offseason for me, but I'll be traveling or doing whatever. I'll be going back to Haiti.
Have you ruled out surgery?
Me personally, yeah. But we'll get some experts' opinions and get enough of their opinions. And if a lot of them say I need surgery, which I think I might not need surgery, but we'll see how it goes.
You going to see Dr. Anderson this week?
Whenever, you know, he's busy. Probably not. Probably. Eventually, I'll see him.